It's Tuesday, the 3rd of January. It's time to get your grin on with the Grincast, here to discuss the world of gaming. I'm your host, Ace, and we have something special this episode, because over the Christmas break, we were sucked through a temporal vortex into 2002 and forced to record a podcast about the best games from that year. Here's how things turned out. Welcome to the Game of the Year 2002 with me, Ace, and joining me are Gozagoz.
Hello.
And Niall.
Hello.
Yes, we've been asked not to talk about the temporal vortex and just to talk about the games that were released in this year, 2002, because this episode is going to be one of the first podcasts available. What's a podcast? Anyway.
What's the one rule of Temporal Vortex Club?
Don't fight?
Yes. Well done.
Well, looking over the games that came out this in 2002, there was a lot of good games, weren't there?
Yeah, some absolute bangers from 2002. Just remembering them. But actually, no, we're in 2002 now, so I could just play them brand new off the shelf, I suppose.
Yeah, on your PlayStation 2 with its SCART cable.
Yeah, remember those people, SCART cables?
Of course they remember them. They are listening to this using a SCART kit now. Well, we had a look through the list of games that came out this year, and we made some nominations. Here in alphabetical order, our nominations are Dragon Ball Z, The Legacy of Goku, Grand Theft Auto, Vice City, Medal of Honor, Frontline, Mega Man Zero, Neverwinter Nights, Ratchet & Clank, Resident Evil, Rez, not Ident Evil, Star Wars Jedi Knight 2, Jedi Outcast, Super Mario Sunshine, The Elder Scrolls III Morrowind, The Lord of the Rings The Two Towers, and Tom Clancy's Splinter Cell. Obviously, there's more than 10 games there, and we need to whittle it down to a top 10. So, I think Resident Evil should be out, because it's going to get enough attention over the coming years, I'm sure.
2022 Game of the Year all over again. Disregarding my Peruvian Resident Evil fans out there. No, Resident Evil 2 is a cracking game, let's be honest. Did they say Resident Evil 2?
You did.
Resident Evil 2 is a cracking game, but Resident Evil is a more crackinger game. It's because there's too many 2s. I'm talking about 2022. I'm looking at 2002 here on the spreadsheet. It's blowing my mind.
Is that 2002 remake the one where they made the perfect 3D ass of Jill Valentine?
I wasn't
aware of that. I just know that they put the crimson heads in.
She had boob physics.
Did she?
Yeah. Unnecessarily, but, you know.
That's why I'm laughing, because it's just not something you expect from Resident Evil.
No, I think there's actually one bit in the game where you can see it, where you use like this plate on the floor to turn around an object to put it in to unlock something. But if you stand Jill on it, it spins her around and it's like, yeah, jiggle physics.
Great. Well, it being the first
number one on the list, straight away.
It being the first remake of a Resident Evil game, it certainly set some guidelines, didn't it?
I think this year is also Resident Evil Zero, where you play as Rebecca Chambers, and they put her torso on Jill's butt. I mean, legs. So she also has the perfect 3D butt.
I don't know what's going on here, Gorse. You're obsessed with the butt.
I think it's just that, you know, that's what those games are known for the most.
Thickness.
Well,
like, Capcom went, we're making this game, let's make the butt perfect.
Well, yeah. You know, why not?
And you're gonna be seeing it a lot moving around.
Never going to have another chance to remake the first Resident Evil.
Well, not with that, but
I've heard rumours that they are remaking it again. Don't know how true they are. But
no, it'll probably be another 20 years before we get another Resident Evil remake. Anyway, Rez, I think I added that to the list because the list was looking a bit sparse and that was one of the games that I had played. Certainly innovative as far as rhythm games go. Fly and shoot to the beat of the rhythm of the beat, one of those. And I enjoyed it, but maybe not a top 10 contender against all these other nominations. Anyone disagree?
No.
Okay, it's off the list.
Is that the one made by Hi-Rez Studios?
No, it's the one that came with, in certain versions, a vibrator accessory, which you plugged into your PlayStation.
Oh.
Because it was part of, like, getting the rhythm right in the game and shooting. And yeah, it was a vibrator.
Oh, 2002. What a year.
Did either of you put Medal of Honor Frontline on here?
I did. You can happily remove it.
No. I'm just wondering. I did play the first like three or four Medal of Honor games.
Yeah.
I could not pick this one out of a lineup.
To be honest, I put it on here because the list was also looking a bit dead when I first looked at it. I just remember it being a great game. I mean, I've not played it for many years at this point. I just remember it being.
Is it the one that had the Normandy beach landing?
Yeah. That's probably the most remembered part. But at the time, now in 2002, that's really good.
Yeah. As I say, I'm pretty sure I did play it, and that obviously I remembered that bit.
Yeah. Well, yeah. I just remember the game kind of being kind of good. Like I say, I'm trying to remember how a lot of these games I've put on here. To be fair, but yeah.
Well, yeah, I think it deserves consideration.
It's before the days of Call of Duty, so Medal of Honor was like top, sort of.
Sorry, what's Call of Duty?
Oh, yeah. Well, we are from the future, though, so we would remember it. We've just come back in time. But we're not going to explain Call of Duty to everyone in 2002. You'll have that hell later on. Be blissful. Have blissful ignorance right now. But yeah, I just remember it being a good step up from like previous PS1. Medal of Honor games, so it was just it was a nice upgrade for the PS2 and those sorts of consoles. So yeah.
Okay. Dragon Ball Z The Legacy of Goku. I put that on there on the list. It's still regarded as one of the better RPGs based on the franchise. In fact, it might be one of the better games based on Dragon Ball Z. It was a Game Boy Advance title though, so I don't know if we want things that were platform exclusive on the game of the year.
Well, I found that a lot of stuff was Game Boy Advance in 2002.
I mean, the Resident Evil remake was GameCube exclusive, so I wouldn't worry about it.
True. Okay, if you could pick one game from this list, number one slot, which would you pick, Niall?
Ratchet and Clank.
Okay, and Gauze, which would you pick?
Number one?
Yep.
Neverwinter Nights, maybe?
Okay, I think I'd go for Vice City. We're left with seven games. We still need to remove two of them.
So it feels like a travesty to say get rid of The Elder Scrolls 3 Morrowind, but I haven't actually played it. I don't know if either of you guys have, so it'd be hard for me to say anything about it anyway, even though it's a classic.
I went to the shop intending to buy Neverwinter Nights, and I picked up The Elder Scrolls 3 Morrowind, thinking, what did I come here to buy?
Oh, God.
Was it this? Was it this? I thought there was snow in it. Oh, I'll get this anyway.
Well, Morrowind and Neverwinter.
It's the Game of the Year edition. It comes with lots of other stuff. I can't remember the title of the game that I came here for, so I'll just buy Morrowind. So.
Morrowind's also like pretty big, but actually, now that I think about it, I would probably put Mega Man in one of the top spots. Mega Man Zero.
I have actually played through that on the Game Boy. I did use cheats, and it was a lot of fun. It's very bright graphics and decent gameplay. I'm not one who usually enjoys the Mega Man games because they usually kick my ass.
I have memories of playing the whole series on an emulator on my Nokia in class. If you can believe that.
Yeah.
That's a weird memory.
Okay. The Lord of the Rings, The Two Towers. Didn't play that because I hadn't watched the movies, so I didn't even bother looking into it. What can you tell me about it?
Probably not actually decent enough to be on this list, but as soon as I remembered it came out in 2002, I was like, gotta get a mention. And it was just a great... It was like most tie-in games, it's sort of loosely based on the movie. Like, it follows the events, but it has the characters doing things they never did in the movie just because, you know, gameplay reasons. But I remember it being a great, like, co-op two-player game. Like, you could go through the entire game, couch co-op, upgrade your... Pick whichever characters you wanted for any level, upgrade them. And then when you completed it, you had a load of extra stuff. It was pretty good.
I did remember hearing good stuff about it.
Yeah, as far as tie-in games go, it's definitely one of the better ones. It's a Spider-Man 2 quality game.
I remember, like, people among the series of the three Lord of the Rings games, people rating The Two Towers the highest.
Yeah, I put many, many hours into it when I was younger, just because I was a kid and I didn't have anything else to do. But, you know, it was really good. If you haven't played it, it's odd to say, because you think, oh, movie tie-in, it's probably going to be a bit wonky and crap. But, no, I enjoyed it. Anyone I've spoke to who remembers it enjoyed it as well. It's kind of one of them sort of games. So,
but you say it doesn't...
I mean, looking at the caliber of this list, I don't know if it quite stands up. But I don't know if I'm pouring it down myself, because I'm also in the mindset of it's a movie tie-in. I'm not sure. Yeah, I don't know. I'd be happy for it to go off the list, just purely just looking at what else was there. Again, I put it on along with Medal of Honor because I want much on. When I clicked on the list earlier on, there was like two things on there, so I thought better put some stuff on here. But yeah, out of everything I've put on there, I'd be quite happy for that go.
Okay, I think we need to get rid of one more game. Any suggestions?
Didn't play Splinter Cell, so I don't know what I'd say about it.
Missing out there. It's a great game. Xbox exclusive at the moment, but it's going to come out on PC next year.
Is that the one where a guy has a bandana and fights robots?
No, that's the other one.
Oh yeah, 007 James Bond, that's the one.
007 Nightfire. No, this is the one where you have a headpiece that has three green eyes on it, and you can do the splits between two walls. Oh, wait, is that in the next game?
Oh, so you're Jean-Claude Van Damme in this one. The first thing I thought is just him being, like, on two trucks doing the split. Or was that Chuck Norris that did that? Sorry, I interrupted, you know.
No, it's fine. It's Sam Fisher from Splinter Cell. I think the only thing I know. We're probably getting this wrong, but it... isn't he voiced by the actor who is the teacher from Starship Troopers?
That's right.
Yeah, there we go. I can't remember the guy's name though. Sure, someone. Do any of you guys know his name so we can enlighten the Peruvians?
Michael Ironside?
That's it, thank you. I've been trying to think of the name.
Yeah, no, I did know it until I opened my mouth. I thought, I can't remember his name now and I'm going to come out with this fact, I think.
Yeah. I just barely remembered it.
You go. Started saying, isn't he voiced by it? And I was thinking, oh yes, tell me, who is he voiced by? Remind me.
I don't think the voice suits the face I've seen of Sam Fisher, but yeah, whatever. That's my contribution to Splinter Cell.
In the game, it definitely suits.
Oh, does it?
Yeah, it's a good stealth game, stealth action.
I was just going to say, I bet the stealth mechanics are wonky by today's standards, but I imagine most of the games on this list are difficult to go back and play now anyway, so bit of a redundant point.
Well, the first three games are, in my opinion, better than the rest of the games that came after them.
Fair enough. Good old Ubisoft, eh?
I mean, there's probably reasons that Ubisoft want to remake it, but...
Yeah. Money.
Did they release any new games recently?
Who, Ubisoft?
Yeah.
Released too many games recently.
I mean, there's Assassin's Creed, I suppose.
Released Far Cry every now and again, don't they? And Ghost Recon. Rainbow Six. Still keeping up with Rainbow Six stuff, aren't they? Oh yeah, people of 2002, you wait for all the Rainbow Six stuff. It won't stop. It won't ever stop.
Rainbows will never stop.
They won't. Not any six of them.
There will also be a lot of assassins.
Yes. Some would say too many.
Just Dance, Rabbids, Assassin's Creed, Origins on new gen consoles, Trivial Pursuit. Oh, Rainbow Six Extraction in January 2022.
That was
the game that even they have forgotten about. In
it. Yeah, they bigged it up and I thought it looked crap when they released the gameplay footage. I was like, you can't stand there and big this up.
I went to their store during the sale and it was like, oh, Rainbow Six Siege. I'm like, but where's Extraction? Why are you not trying to sell me Extraction?
Yeah, where's Trash Extraction?
I had to go looking for it.
Yeah, that sounds about right.
I mean, I will have to in the future. Anyway, Jedi Outcast. I've played at least one of the Jedi Knight games, I think. Can't remember which one.
No, sorry, not played them.
I played a bunch of this one. I think it was like the first, I don't know, comprehensive game where you played as a Jedi and had different Jedi powers to use to, like, fight enemies and traverse the environment. Like it was both first-person and third-person.
Oh, yeah, when you got the lightsaber out, it goes into third-person.
Yeah, I think you could also switch at will on at least on PC. I don't know if it was like that on the console, or if the game came out on the console. But yeah, there was stuff like you could throw your lightsaber and it would spin as long as you held the button for throwing it. And you could point it at enemies and cut them from far away. Yeah, you could choke them and pick them up and let them go over a pit. Stuff like that.
So it let you have fun with Jedi powers.
Yeah, you could have a lot of fun, I think. I think there was a Jedi speed power that basically in single player would slow down time, but you would move at normal pace. So that was like an early example of that effect.
Star Wars starring Sonic the Hedgehog.
Yeah, if you use that power in multiplayer, it would just speed you up and you had no idea what was going on. The legs were moving.
Okay, the only game we haven't spoken about yet is Super Mario Sunshine. Either of you played it?
Yes. I never completed it, but played a bunch of it way back when. Never really been into Mario games, so not really that fussed about it. I've heard it's one of the better ones overall, but don't really have a lot to compare it to. So
it seems that people love it or hate it. I'm in the love it category, but Dominoid, he absolutely dislikes it with a passion.
I don't remember hating it, but I mean, what do I know? I'm not really a Mario fan, so it's like me trying to talk about a Sonic game. It's not my place. I know it's the only one where Mario wears a t-shirt. That's about it. That's my general knowledge of that game. And he gets really thirsty on the plane over something, but I forget what it was. Yeah, I forget.
Dominoid's review of Super Mario Sunshine, 1 out of 10, too much water.
Well, as divisive as it is, I think we'll move it off the list. So now we're left with 10 games that we need to put into some semblance of an order.
Just put it in a randomizer machine and
put it in alphabetical order. We got Dragon Ball Z, The Legacy of Goku, Grand Theft Auto, Vice City, Medal of Honor Frontline, Mega Man Zero, Neverwinter Nights, Ratchet & Clank, Resident Evil, Star Wars Jedi Knight 2, Jedi Outcast, and The Elder Scrolls 3, Morrowind, and Tom Clancy's Splinter Cell.
Perfect.
You've given up ranking things.
I mean, I don't know. What are your opinions on ranking them? What would you put at the top?
I'd put Grand Theft Auto Vice City near the top because it went above and beyond what GTA 3 did and has a absolutely brilliant soundtrack. I'm a fan of 80s music, so I'm biased.
Mm. I do remember the soundtrack.
It's definitely in the top three for me.
Yeah, I agree that it's a great game from the bit I've played. I intended on actually playing it when the remasters come out, but we all know how that went, so I never got around to actually doing it. But I would agree it should go near the top, because I've played bits of it on the PS2 back in the day, but well, now. Actually, I've lost track. I don't know what year we're in anymore.
Any arguments against it being in the top three, Goz?
No,
me neither.
Okay, I'll put a two at the moment. Someone else pick one.
Go on, Goz, you pick something.
Morrowind, probably. I feel like that's a game that's probably an RPG that most people remember because of how innovative it was, like how, I guess, complex it was, like a complex simulation of a world.
People do often still say now that it's like the best one, so definitely fondly remembered.
Well, I'd put money on people still creating mods for it in the far-off future of 2022.
Yeah.
Pretty sure there's still a team remaking it in Skyrim.
Yeah.
Okay, Niall?
Again, I like Ratchet & Clank. I think it's an underappreciated gem. Put so much time into it when it came out. I think I got it with my PS2. I think I did. I think when it came out, I got a PS2 at the same time and got that with it. And it's weird because I'm not really sort of into platformers or games of that type, but I just loved the worlds and the characters. And I mean, it's made by Insomniac, so, you know, it's a quality game.
Yeah, I agree. It's one of my wife's favourite games on the PlayStation 2.
I haven't played it for a good few years like that, but I have great memories of it. I played the hell out of it.
Actually, never played it, but whenever I've seen like comparisons to like between the old, the first one, I guess, and the newest ones, it seems to like hold up pretty well. Even though the graphics aren't as detailed, like the gameplay seems to have that same energy and the character animations.
Yeah, they pretty much nailed it. What the vision with the first game, and all it's really done, the series has done since, is sort of just updated the graphics. I never really kept up with the series, but from what I've seen, they knew what they wanted from the start, and they've sort of just updated it visually and probably smoothed out the controls and stuff as they've gone. But yeah,
added some new weapons.
Yeah, sort of just like give you sort of a bit of a reason to go back beyond just replaying the same game. But yeah, does Insomniac still make it? Side point, I don't know.
Honestly, don't know.
Yeah. They should do. They're good.
Okay, Resident Evil, top three or?
I see you've left a top spot space open there on the spreadsheet, so feel free to slot it in there if you want. And
well, I understand that it's well liked by fans of the franchise.
Yeah, I mean, I love it. It's great. Still scares the hell out of me now, 20 years later. Still freaks me out when I play it. I'd like to see it in the top three, but really Ratchet & Clank was my main top three answer, so I don't mind it getting further down. I think I'm the only one who's played it on a...
Well, I remember reading all about it. I don't play scary games, but I'll read the hell out of any coverage about it. And I remember reading about it when it was announced and how it'll be... It's not like a remaster, it's more of a remake because they're adding in these crimson heads that can chase you and open doors and stuff.
Yeah, the pre-rendered backgrounds, they still look amazing now. Like, not just in the HD version, like in the pre-HD version, the OG version, which is graphics still hold up, to be fair, so can't even know that 20-year-old game.
Yeah, that was pretty innovative how they did that, because I feel like it looks in line with Resident Evil 4, even. Well, not the first version, not the remasters and whatnot, but all the backgrounds and character models, I feel like they look in line with Resident Evil 4.
Yeah. But the backgrounds on the original were all just like hand drawn and then pressed on the screen. That's why they look so good. That's why they're never really gonna look bad. I think the HD remake literally just updated the shadows and lighting. I think they left everything else alone, which is quite a feat for a game that old, really.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, number five. What's still deserving of the top half?
Out of everything left, Medal of Honor Frontline is the only one I'm really familiar with.
Any arguments, Gus?
Mm-hmm, no.
Just put it wherever you want, Ace.
Okay, Neverwinter Nights.
Yeah, I feel that's a pretty good game. Like, it's one of the earlier CRPGs, and it's like came with a software development kit basically for you to create maps, create your own quests and stuff like that. And there's people still running like 24/7 online worlds for it.
Crikey.
Well, that's insane.
And yeah, people basically run those by D&D tabletop rules where you need to actually roleplay, not break character, stuff like that. And yeah, there's even in the game, there's even like a game master mode where, well, one person will be a game master and can control the game from behind the scenes, spawn monsters, take control of NPCs, stuff like that. I'm not sure what would be a modern version of this.
Didn't Divinity Original Sin 2 have a game master mode?
Yeah, I was gonna say that. I think that might be the one, but yeah, it's not done that often.
What do you mean not done often? It only took them 15 years. Okay, would you put Star Wars Jedi Knight 2 Jedi Outcast above or below Mega Man Zero?
I don't know.
I think this is 2002, goes, people care now. People in 2002 are like, oh,
there's no Jeff Keighley with his adverts.
Isn't there yet?
This is the only outlet that you can't just go on your phone and go on the internet and check stuff out. This is the outlet for people.
Okay, any complaints about the order I've put it in?
No.
Nope.
Cause just wants the episode to end and for us to return to the future.
Yeah, shit. I'm tired of my Nokia.
Yeah, 2002 was trash.
But not for games, because the Game Grin Game of the Year for 2002. At number 10, we've got Tom Clancy's Splinter Cell. At number 9, Dragon Ball Z, The Legacy of Goku. At number 8, Star Wars Jedi Knight 2, Jedi Outcast. At number 7, Mega Man Zero. At number 6, Neverwinter Nights. At number 5, Medal of Honor Frontline. At number 4, Resident Evil. At number 3, The Elder Scrolls 3, Morrowind. At number 2, Grand Theft Auto Vice City. And at number 1, Ratchet and Clank.
Whee.
Well done, Ratchet and Clank. Well, thank you guys for joining me so we could talk about these games at gunpoint.
People in 2023 need to know what we thought of the 2002 lineup. It just needed to be out there.
Yeah, and when we dig this episode up and post it on the... I was just thinking, are we going to dig it up on floppy disk? Or no, it's CDs now, isn't it?
Yeah. Been CDs for a while.
It has been.
It's not that archaic.
Actually, looking at the list of the games that came out in 2002, I found some like interesting titles that I never heard of that I want to check out now.
Well, if you have an Xbox Series X, you can. But that's something for 2023. So, well. Happy New Year for when you hear this episode, and thank you, Gus and Niall, for coming to this podcast.
Well,
thank you.
Thank you for listening to the Greencast, and better yet, thank you for subscribing wherever you found this episode. You can find more from us on GamingGreen.com, finding us on social media, or listening to the Pals Anime Lounge podcast. And until next time, game on.